Welcome to Say Anything, a podcast experiment brought to you by Bandcast.com. The setup is this. We post signs around San Francisco, San Jose, Santa Cruz, and other Bay Area cities that read, call 650-741-1396. Say anything. 24 hours, 7 days a week. Hear it later on a podcast. We then make our coterie of unpaid slack-jawed interns comb through the messages and put them together into a podcast. And here it is.
Hi, you didn't call me last night. I waited by the phone. You said you'd call. You didn't. So call me back. Let me get this. Thanks, bye.
Oh, my fucking God. My boyfriend's being a dick right now. I don't know where he is. I'm leaving for back to Pennsylvania in about, I'd say, I guess it's like 18 hours. It's a very short time. He's an asshole. We just said the poet and the patriot. He just fucking left me there. Then he came back and then he fucking left me again. I don't understand what to do. He also told everyone we had butt sex at the bar. And I'm embarrassed. And I don't know, like, you know, what's going on. So if someone could give me a call back with some, like, feedback on how you feel about the... Look, little baby shoes! Look at these! Look at these! Okay, if someone could possibly give me a call back with some, like, you know, possible, like, ways of dealing with this, you know, I totally appreciate it. So, have a great night. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, you know what I really love to do? I like to sit there and fucking do a line of some shit and ride the bus. I like to rub my cock on all the females sitting in there. I like the Asian women. Oh, it's the best. I'm telling you, man. I sit there and I put my fucking dick right on her ass. One time I had a girl in front of me and there was standing room one on the bus and I held her. I didn't hold her, but you know, I should have put my hands on where she couldn't leave. Man, oh. I love grinding up against women on the bus. I'm a fuck, oof. Man, I felt a girl's pussy on the bus one time. That was cool. She was standing there and I grabbed her pussy. Oh, man. I held on to it for a little bit too. She didn't do much, she didn't care. Oh, man, it felt so good. And so that's what I like to do. And I'm going to do it again and again because I love it. I love feeling pussy. Love my cock on her ass and shit. You know what I'm jacked about, baby. You know what I am? I'm what they call a professional groper. Oh, I love groping women. That's the best. Especially the Asian girls are beautiful. Oh, my God. Oof. I love rubbing on them, boy. I love to grope on the bus. That's the best place to do it. I'm a groper. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, what is this about? I don't know what this is about, like, taking it and working, like, the job or something. What is it? Thank you.
Otra.
The number I found right there on the grid, it said you can call and say anything. Man, fuck this squirrel, man. It's fucked up, man. Shit is crazy, man. I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. I need some fucking answers, man. Trying to feed my family every day, man. And pay my rent, keep my head above the water. It's fucking hard, man. It's fucking real rough, man. People getting robbed, man. Laid down. There's a lot of drugs being done, man. I'm fucked up, man. I need help, man. Fuck, man. Hi. I'm confused as to what I'm supposed to be doing. You may just explain it. You kind of shut the phone in my face.
Now it's in my face. Now it's in my face. What is this for?
For a podcast.
Why are we
podcasting?
Because
it was on a piece of paper, on a sign, on a pole in Santa Cruz, and Jake took the piece of paper.
I took the piece of paper,
them.
And I called him, yeah.
So, what if...
Is the number 867-5309?
No.
It should be.
If they like it,
which they're calling
I'm sure
normal,
they won't
like it's just like three douchebags talking.
Yeah.
That's about it. They're probably just going to listen to this in a while and be like, who...
Does every single one?
I mean, maybe.
That's all you guys do all day long is listen to this
shit. Hey, I bet you some of it can be really entertaining. Like,
yeah,
people who
yeah.
get, like, super drunk and...
I'm not really having a baby, but I got a lot of free drinks because I'm having a baby. I didn't tell anyone I'm having a baby. Someone told me I'm having a baby. But I am extremely gay with Alex, and I'm not having a baby.
Extremely gay.
Hold on. Hold on.
I really had to poop before I went out tonight, but I couldn't. I have anxiety.
Why is Obama trying to send us to Syria?
You're not supposed to be asking a question. You're supposed to say a story.
Oh.
So you actually can't say anything.
What do I say?
You ask a question, and then I can answer
is
it.
Is Obama trying to get us to go to war with Syria?
No. And your name and your address.
Yeah. Okay, I'm complaining. Yeah. Why is California not like Hawaii?
Stop asking questions.
I just want to live in Hawaii in the nice weather. What would you suggest for me to do?
Okay, about money.
Hawaii.
Go to Hawaii. Okay, hold on, now I'll hang up and call Jared back. Bye.
Oh, my friend, are dead. Aww.
Yeah, I'm wondering why Costco at Mountain View does not sell organic peeled eggs on a regular basis. What's up with that? They have them sometimes, and sometimes they don't. Thanks.
I think it's kind of terrifying that people want to call this and that people need to call this to vent because they don't have anyone else in their lives and no one wants to listen to them and they feel safer telling a stranger who could broadcast their problems and their stories and their feelings and their opinions, and they feel safer venting that way than they do to someone who could judge them. And someone who knows them personally. And that kind of scares me, but I relate to it. It's also kind of scary that I'm getting nervous calling this number because I know that someone is going to have to listen to it and someone is going to have to listen to me complaining and thinking and being, and they don't know who I am. And I don't know who they are, and I don't know what they think of my words, and I don't know if they've thought these things before, and I don't know if I'm the only person who's ever had these thoughts in my head. And I want to keep talking because I keep having thoughts, and I want someone to hear them, but they won't come out. And they never come out at the right time. And I think I'm really deep. And I really hate myself.
Hi,
honestly, what the hell is going on with our world today? I mean, you have a president who sits in office for 20 years. The guy's black and all. I mean, he changed America. Now young black kids can look up to say, hey, I can be a president myself. But what the hell is going on when you haven't done anything for your entire time in office? I mean, name one thing Obama's done. Well, sure, he has his new health care bill. But what the hell is that going to do? Everybody argues over it. Who cares? It's health care. I want to see what's happening with the big issue. Everybody says he's on education reform. What is he doing for education reform? What is happening to my child out there? School's still 180 days a year. The teachers still teach the same. Education reform. I want to hear crap about education reform. I want to see education reform. I do not approve of the job Barack Obama is doing in our country. And I also feel that he needs to get our troops out of wherever they are. All of his time, he's not been doing anything for our troops. He hasn't guided them out of the battlefield, and we're still in useless wars. When he came into office against McCain, everybody loved his anti-war laws. Wow, this man's anti-war. Who gives a crap? If you're anti-war, then I want to see wars not happening. Obama hasn't done anything he promised to do. He's a role model to young black children, but I don't feel he's done anything else in his entire time in office. I'm done!
So this one time I was at Starbucks early in the morning, and it turns out they were out of the coffee that I wanted, so I had to wait a few minutes for it to brew, and they were out of the breakfast sandwich that I wanted. So I let the guy behind me go ahead of me, and I'd assume that he would appreciate me letting him go ahead instead of me standing there, just, you know, wasting time, not knowing what I want, because what I want is not available. Anyway, he was a dick. He's like, oh, it's about time you move. Blah, 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 blah. And then I look at him, and mind you, I'm 22 years old, and he's like probably 50-something, maybe early 60s. I don't remember exactly what it looked like, but I know it was around that ballpark. And I just look at him, and I was like, you don't have to be a dick about it. And especially for your age, like, stop. Learn when it's appropriate to be a dick. Anyway, that's all I got to share. Yeah.
Wow, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. I doubt that's going to go in the podcast. Part of me is like a little reluctant to say certain things because I have a hella recognizable voice and the whole world is going to know it's me. You're going to know it's me at some point, even though you can't really see my face right now. Oh, goodness. You have a 650 area code. You're south of San Francisco, aren't you? Dang, you're probably in the city somewhere though, because that's how I found out about you. I'm new to the city, so it's kind of nice to talk to someone that I am finding out about through the city. Even though I have an established network of friends here, it's like always fun to branch out and talk to people. I mean, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about communication. I'm all about sharing my passion for the world, which only so many people I feel are actually have. I feel like all you do is turn on the news and there's just so much fucking hate and despair and decay. And here I am in San Francisco trying to expand my perception, hoping to meet other people who are willing to expand their perceptions and people who are about to expand their perceptions in such a way that we can live in a better world. We can actually get things done. So that's me. And me is such an abject word, to be honest. Whenever we talk about the first person, I mean, it's a powerful thing to do, and power to most people is disturbing. I'm kind of venting at this point because I feel like I'm talking about things that I don't really get to talk about with my group of friends, don't get to talk about with my roommates enough, and won't get to talk much about with my coworkers. So, thank you for this 3 minutes of joy. And you'll probably be hearing from me soon. Like I said, the world is my voice. So, cheers for now.
So, I'm sitting here with my friend at the laundromat, and we're both texting our friend Andy, and we're sending each other pictures and funny phrases and things like that. And then my friend that I'm with starts laughing really hard, and all of a sudden Andy's in the laundromat, and he had been walking by and then just showed up. Now we're here at the laundromat, and I really, really want to get some gluten-free chocolate chip cookies, but I'm trying not to, and I don't know what we're going to do after. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what to do about it.
To learn more, visit bandcast.com, contact us via Twitter at @bandcast, or email us at bandcast@gmail.com. Be sure to also check out our other podcast series, Tea with Tanner. Thanks to our callers, and thanks for listening.
What's up, area code 650? I'm calling back because I want to hear what I say next, because since you're going to be listening to me and I don't know you, it's hella cool because, like, I'm more aware of what I'm going to say. And it's cool. All right, so I'm going to take a little less of your time speaking redundancies and just basically say I'm outside, I have a cold, and I am on a well-lit street south of Market. I'll just say that. South of Market, along Mission Street somewhere. And I am feeling very well. Life is good. Life is good, you know that? So on that note, I'm gonna head out. Maybe I'll call back later. Cheers.